they are not telling the truth. Yesterday, if you hear the people on the road and demonstrating, it was the people of UR1, of the contrary group of UR1. And everybody knows that the ruling party have militia men. They attack people like myself. I was attacked on 23 June by these militia men. They attacked the mayor of mayor of Dakar here in Mermoz. They attacked some leaders of the opposition, like Ousmane Tanorgen, like Mustafa Niak. I think there is the culture of the ruling party to attack people and to get militias. We have no militias. All our demonstrations are pacific. It is because they are repressing violently the demonstration that people are violent. You see, two of the candidates were attacked very violently, humiliated, and they have ill treatment, like Cheikh Bambadjei. And one of the gunmen, you know, shot, and they injure people of the candidate Ibrahim Afal. I think that it time is up for the international community to say stop for the violence. This day we are demonstrating, and we have the electoral law with us. We have the approval of the electoral commission, and every time and now, this demonstration is stopped by the policemen and is repressed by the Minister of the Interior. I think that it's very difficult that we say that we are going to election in Senegal in such a tough situation.
Mr. Tin, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo is supposed to head a joint AU-ECOWAS mission. Meet him to express some of the concerns you are expressing now ahead of the election.
You know, Mr. Obasanjo is here at the head of a mission of observers from AU. I have met some of his assistants to prepare our meeting, but he is not here as a mediator. I think there is a great difference between the mission of a mediator and the mission of observers. There is a difference.
So, Mr. Tin, are you saying that the opposition want a mediator?
You know, I have intervened in many of our countries in Africa when there is very difficult election. Our election in Senegal is not different from some difficulties we have in Ivory Coast or in Guinea-Conakry or in Guinea-Bissau. In these contexts, like Niger, the International Committee and the African institutions bring the mediators to facilitate discussion, to facilitate political dialogue between actors. But in Senegal, I think that they are doing as all is going very well, all is normal. Every day we see at the screen of the international TV violence in Senegal. I don't understand this kind of behavior. Time is up for international community, for African community to come here and to help to negotiate, to help to have political dialogue, and to help to have a peaceful electoral process. Our electoral process is not peaceful, and we are going to a very difficult situation of violence, of chaos, etc. Time is up to open the eyes in Senegal.
Now, Mr. Tin, so will the opposition meet and try to engage in a dialogue with the ruling party to help resolve all these problems you've enumerated to ensure a peaceful election?
I think that is the best way to have peace and to have stability in this country. The best way is to help people making dialogue, But the best way is not to say, let's go to this election. If you go to this election, we will have many, many problems in this country that is a sort of island with peace, with stability, and democracy. It's the last island in West Africa that is very vulnerable now.
Is the opposition ready to hold talks with the government?
Yes,
talk to the government.
I'm telling you, everybody is ready. If we have a good talk, if we have a credible talk, and if we can get a result after the talk, if we can have a very positive response, a solution for peace, stability, and concept, people are ready, I think.